Hello there. Now, I'm sure many of you listening to this will already be aware that Colin Bean, the actor best known for playing Private Sponge in Dad's Army, passed away recently. Despite the central premise of Dad's Army being about elderly characters, it's always a little bit jarring, and it never fails to upset me when I hear one of its long-surviving cast or crew have passed away. And Colin's passing was no exception. It was very upsetting thinking that the actor portraying the character present in 76 of the 80 Dad's Army episodes is no longer with us. The Independent ran an obituary for Colin that detailed his life and career, and I'm going to read part of that obituary to you now. Bean, whose character was a sheep farmer in civilian life, provided the inspiration for one of the writer's storylines. He suggested that the platoon should harvest a wheat crop, as he had seen Home Guard members doing when he was young. The result was the 1972 episode, All Is Safely Gathered In, most memorable for the over-enthusiastic Jones' skill with a threshing machine. Private Sponge himself was asked to provide a ram as a mascot for the big parade story about Spitfire Week celebrations, but it proved difficult for the platoon to catch because, he explained, it was the time of year when they were a bit funny. Colin had happy memories even of some of the challenges he faced during the location filming in Norfolk. Some of the things I had to do weren't too pleasant at the time, but never failed to amuse me in recollection, he said. On one occasion, I had to lie face down in a muddy pond whilst Arthur Lowe used me as a rescue pad to help slowly sinking pike out of the water. Wardrobe was standing by with warmed bath towels and a generous tot of whiskey. Born in Wigan in 1976, Colin Bean was the son of a footballer who played for Wigan Borough, a team in the Football League's 3rd Division North. Bean caught the acting bug after appearing as a shepherd in a school play at the age of 5, and later, like Ian McKellen, was a regular in the audience at the Wigan Hippodrome. On leaving Wigan Grammar School, he was spotted hanging around backstage at the Hippodrome by Arthur Leslie, who ran the Frank H. Fortescue Players there, and later played the Rovers Return publican Jack Walker in Coronation Street. As a result, Bean was given a walk-on role in a melodrama, The Face at the Window. He also appeared at Wigan Little Theatre. On reaching the age of 18, he was called up for wartime services in the army, eventually joining the British Commonwealth Occupation Force in Japan after the Second World War. Whilst there, he had the chance to perform in shows and on Forces radio. On demobilisation in 1948, Bean continued his stage career at Southport Repertory Company, where he made his professional debut in The Man from the Ministry, before getting formal training at Bradford's Civic Theatre School and taking part in Northern Children's Theatre tours. There followed many years with repertory companies in Dewsbury, Bradford, Skipton, Sheffield and York, and in 1962 at the Palace Theatre Watford, where Jimmy Perry was actor manager. He also spent 20 years as a pantomime dame, chaired music hall shows, and after returning to live in Wigan, ran the Bijou Theatre. Bean made his television debut as a yeoman in Richard the Lionheart in 1961, an adventure series starring Dermot Walsh as the Crusading King. He then appeared in Z-Cars and No Hiding Place before he was offered the role of Private Sponge in Dad's Army, which he also took in a 1971 film version. The actor also played both a gnome and a bust of Beethoven in The Gnomes of Dulwich in 1969, written by Jimmy Perry, starring Terry Scott and Hugh Lloyd, and the first sitcom to be made in colour. Lord Russell in The First Churchill in 1969, and a centurion in Up Pompeii in 1970, as well as taking bit parts in The Liver Birds, Are You Being Served, Crib, and Heidi High. Ironically, I seem to remember he was the verger in Heidi High. He was a regular at Dad's Army fan conventions until last year, despite suffering arthritis, which left him wheelchair-bound. Bean's autobiography, Who Do You Think You Are Kidding?, was published in 1998, and that article in The Independent was written by Anthony Hayward. Colin will be missed, particularly at Dad's Army Appreciation Society gatherings. The last time he met his public that I remember was at the 40th anniversary celebrations in Thetford last year, where he was there in a wheelchair, but there are several photographs floating around of him on the internet, signing autographs and smiling and posing for pictures. He will be sorely missed.